Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and this is Dave, my co-host, Ron.
Hey, everybody.
What's going on, my friend?
Oh, not much. Busy weekend. Mm-hmm. Not looking forward to going back to work tomorrow.
Agreed. You know what's interesting is all week last week for work, for me, it blew by. And then Friday came and it was just dragging. And I don't know why. It kind of sucked.
Because you're ready for the weekend.
But that's the thing. Like, the rest of the week just was like here and gone. It wasn't that I was ready for the weekend. It was just...
Well... Friday also probably dragged because, you know, as soon as you got out of work, you had recording, and then you had another recording, and then you had another recording.
That might be it. Maybe because I was already like, oh, I'm going to be busy all day, which, yeah.
Yeah.
It's fine. It worked out.
That happens.
It does. But, you know, I got this week, and then I got a 3-day weekend because of Labor Day, so that's going to be nice.
Oh, holy shit, I didn't realize we were that close. Yeah. That's almost September. Oh, man.
Yeah. I'm Funny enough, Emily and I are starting to make a list of horror / Halloween movies. I'm also going to throw thrillers in there as well, just like Halloween style.
Oh.
Yep, that too. Because I want to do, I want to do a like 31 for 31. I just want to try and watch 31 movies for
Halloween for October. Yeah,
for October. And I think what I might try and do is I might actually even do a quick little blurb over on my other podcast, A Walk Through the Multiverse. Well, really more for the Patreon over at the Geek Ultimate Alliance. Just talk about each movie. Just kind of a fun little thing.
That's kind of cool, yeah.
Like a quick little 15-minute little whatever for all those patrons. But... We got a decent list so far. There's a couple more I want to add on there. There's a couple that I've been wanting to watch for a long time that I just never got around to. Bloodfest from Rooster Teeth.
Haven't seen it.
Yeah, because neither have I. But it was a movie that they made like 4 years ago.
Like actual movie? Like live movie? Like,
yeah,
live like Archie movie. Shorts type of deal? Or...
No, like it's an actual movie.
And what's it called?
Bloodfest. I believe it's on Amazon Prime right now. I've got the Blu-ray. I bought it off the website. It's got Barbara from Rooster Teeth. I think Gus was in there, but all the scenes got cut.
Look, you have to call her Yang, or I don't know who you're talking about.
Sorry, Yang. what's his name from Spider-Man?
J. Jonah Jameson?
No. The Ned. The actor. Oh, okay. Ned. He's in there. A couple other like good actors. Like they're like this was the actual thing that they put out, and I don't know. I don't think it went to a lot of theaters. Maybe like film festival stuff.
Yeah.
But I know it's on their website. Like I said, it's on Amazon Prime. I've got the Blu-ray.
I'll check that out.
But like that, like and then a bunch of other movies I haven't seen forever, like Carrie, both Carries, you know, the original and the latest one. Actually, I was on which one was I on? I was on one of the streaming services, and they had the made-for-TV version of Carrie, which
it's gonna be terrible.
I remember watching as a kid. It wasn't the greatest.
We always rented movies when I was a kid, because like we just had the Farmer 5.
Same.
And so we always rented the movie, so I always got to watch like the actual movie. Like
like the made-for-TV is like they actually made it. Yeah, this was something that, I don't know, ABC or NBC.
I thought you meant like the TV.
Not the TV edited.
Okay,
This was a whole different new thing, made-for-TV movie for like a Saturday night, I don't know, back in like the 90s.
That's got to be terrible.
It wasn't the greatest that I can remember.
Yeah.
But, because, they edit out all the stuff, usually.
Gotta keep it, PG-13 or whatever.
I mean, it was... prime time or evening show, whatever it was.
Yeah.
It was late.
Yeah, which means that, more people are watching it, which means they, have more censorship.
They had two cuss words and no blood. No, just kidding. I don't know. I don't remember. Again, I don't remember. It's been forever. But like stuff like that, and I want to watch some horror slash scary slash thriller Halloween shows, because I know I also got like Hubie Halloween on Netflix, which is that Adam Sandler.
That movie. Was not a terrible movie.
It came out what, like 2 years ago, 3 years ago,
something like that. Yeah,
I've watched it every Halloween. Like it's Adam Sandler flick, and I love it.
I watched it once. It was like I said, it wasn't not terrible.
Yeah.
But you have to watch Hocus Pocus. I watch that every year.
Which, speaking of Hocus Pocus, that one part two.
Speaking of,
anyway, part two is the second one's coming out here pretty soon.
What?
Yeah, they got a second one for Disney Plus coming out.
Oh, that makes sense.
With the Sanderson sisters coming back, all three of them.
No shit.
Yep. So if you guys are listening to this now, wait like a couple weeks, and because I think it's like beginning of October it's supposed to come out.
Interesting.
Or the end of September. I don't know which one.
I'll have to add that to my list.
There you go.
Just like they're doing not a remake of Willow, but they're supposed to be expanding on Willow.
Yeah, they're making a series of Willow.
Yeah, and I'm interested in seeing that also.
Yep. Maybe after we watch the movie for the show in 2 years,
Whoa. Look, first off, that show was in 87. There you go. So that means that it's already supposed to be in our timeline.
Do you realize how many movies came out in 87?
No.
A lot.
Only three.
A lot of comic book-based movies came out in 87. You know how I know that? I've got a list, and there's a good chunk in 87. So it's on the list, okay?
Uh-huh.
I've told you this numerous times. It's on the list.
Uh-huh.
We'll get there.
I'll believe it when we watch it.
Well, we've got Casper next, so.
Casper happened in the 90s. That doesn't even
Halloween.
Make any sense.
I moved it because I did it, because it's my thing.
That does make sense.
Okay. Hey, we're talking about Superman today.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that. I have the book right here in my lap, but, you know.
we're jumping back into Superman. We're finishing up the first new hardback trade of the Man of Steel Volume 1. Which has got a crap ton of
everything
Superman
in
stuff
it.
In it. Which, I mean, the issues are... I don't have an actual table of contents here. It's like... hold on a second. No, that's not Man of Steel. Superman issues 3 and 4. Action Comics, I believe, 585 to 587. And Adventures of Superman 4... 26 to 428, I believe. Maybe 427 to 428.
Let's see.
I honestly... My only issue is that I didn't get a chance to write these down because, peek behind the curtain, I waited to the literal last minute to read these. And that one's my fault.
That happens.
Yeah. But they were written and they were, you know, put out by DC Comics, written in 1987. The writers are John Byrne, Marv Wolfman, and Jerry Ordway. Pencils by John Byrne and Jerry Ordway. The inks were done by Dick Giordano, Terry Austin, Jerry Ordway, Mike McChallan, and Carl Kessel. Colors by Tom Zucco Z-I-U-K-O, and Anthony Tolan. And letters by John Costanza and Albert De Guzman. So we're going to start out here with Superman issue 3. And this one and then the next two of Action and Adventures of Superman all are Legends tie-in. So if you guys remember our Legends coverage with Darkseid trying to take over Earth,
Darkseid trying to get rid of all the superheroes on Earth.
Well, yeah, so by trying to take over Earth. If you don't recall, actually, if you guys want to go check out episodes 449 through 454 of our coverage, you can get quick coverage there. Legends was fun. I enjoyed it. And this is a fun little side story that really has no bearing on the Legends miniseries as a whole. Outside of the fact that Darkseid's in play and Superman has knowledge of G. Gordon Godfrey being a pompous ass. And, that's really about it. Yeah, because we start out the issue with Lois going to have an interview with Godfrey, and he is, like I said, very pompous.
Yeah.
But then
we've gotten that with him though every time he's been in the comic. So
correct. But then from there we quickly go to Clark running down the street, being chased by some beams, and I recognize these immediately. I don't know if you did.
Nope.
So these are Omega beams. They are shot by Darkseid. Like, it's, you know, Superman has heat vision. Darkseid has got Omega beams. And he can do multiple different things with them. He can either, you know, kill you with them.
So they're Omega plot beams.
Sort of, yeah.
Whatever the plot needs him to do.
But that is Darkseid's way. You know, and actually it's very interesting too, because Clark is running through the city trying to get through all these people. The Omega beams are chasing him to the point where they are keyed into him specifically. Like, he's running around people and these beams are zigzagging. At one point they're coming up to this one person, they go around her, because that's how the Omega beams are. And I've known this for some time, knowing what little I know about Darkseid. So this wasn't a surprise to me, especially when, you know, they took a direct 90 degree angle from that cop to go after Clark. And so Clark is running around, he dives into the sewers because he can't, you know, change into Superman to get out of the way, especially since he thinks that these are specifically going after Clark, like they're attuned to him. He doesn't realize that. He actually will realize here in a minute when he does get zapped with them. It transports him to Apocalypse right in front of Darkseid. And Darkseid's just like, well, who the hell is this guy? Like, I was trying to get Superman.
Who's this fucking nerd?
Yeah. And so it's... So Clark is just like, oh no, Darkseid, fan of Stranger, what the heck's going on here? I gotta... Hey, I need to go back. I demand you tell me what's going on. And Darkseid's just like, you demand me, and he grabs him by the neck, and he's like chugging him out. It's like, listen here, whelp.
And then Clark's like, harder, daddy.
he's basically telling Clark, like, yeah, you can't demand Darkseid. I'm a god. Fuck off. And he, the Phantom Stranger, is standing on and looks at Darkseid and is just like, yeah, you should just send him home. You don't need him. Knowing full well that Clark is Superman. And Darkseid's like, oh, really? You just want me to just send him home?
How about I test your neutrality here and chuck this bitch out the window?
Uh-huh, and he does. And Superman, Clark, goes falling down into the drudges of Apocalypse. And it sucks, too, because or sucks for him, anyway. Because as soon as he, like, makes any sort of movement, these... What do they call them?
The something dogs.
Yeah. War dogs was what came to my mind. But that's
yeah,
not right.
I think that's right. War dogs.
Is it war dogs? Hunger dogs.
Hunger dogs. Out of the Armageddon.
In the Armageddon. I kept, every time they said that, every time it popped up, that's all I thought. Yeah, so they attack Clark. They're grabbing at every single possession he has because they're going to make it their own. And they ultimately rip off all of his clothes, rip off his glasses, and then all that's left is his Superman outfit underneath his I was going to say costume, but his clothing.
Yeah, no, that's accurate. I mean, Clark Kent is the costume. Yeah, well, so.
We'll get into issues in the future about that. But yeah, so he stands up, all in his Superman regalia, knocks the Hunger Dogs away, is like, yeah, they don't want to put up a fight with somebody who's actually fighting back, so I need to get out of here. Darkseid tried to get me here for a reason. I need to stay hidden. We get a quick little history of Darkseid and Apocalypse and New Genesis, which is fine. Like, it's fun. If you have never heard of any of these beings, This really is a quick lesson. The New Gods, as this whole group is a Jack Kirby creation from the 60s for DC.
That explains why that dude in the front looks like Vision.
Oh, well, Mr. Miracle?
I don't know.
The guy
I don't know who these people are.
Okay, fine.
You got, a dude that's a generic Odin.
That's High Father.
Yeah, the All Father. I mean, High Father. Yeah.
You got Mr. Miracle next to him in the blue and green. Big Bartha behind him. You've got Orion to High Father's left. Light Ray just to the left of that. Metron in the chair. I can't remember who the guys in the back are. I know them, but I can't remember them. And then, of course, down here, you got Darkseid. You got Desaad. Kalibak right behind Darkseid's left shoulder. Godfrey in the back there. Granny Goodness. And then three other dipshits of Darkseid.
Three other randoms that are plebes and unimportant.
Kinda, sorta. I mean, they are. But from what Superman is able to see, apparently, like, New Genesis and Apocalypse are in a, like, stalemate, ever-standing stalemate between each other. But with Superman now on Apocalypse, he's able to look into space, and he sees that New Genesis is gone. All that's left is asteroid debris.
Space rubble.
Yeah. Which will, I mean, it does kind of lead credence to why Darkseid sent Godfrey to Earth to try and mess with the heroes.
Because he was bored and he needed something to do. I mean,
that's understandable. Kinda, yeah. I don't know what story took out the New Genesis, but hey, it happens. So he goes into hiding and grabs some, like, rags and is gonna just try and blend in. But he comes across this makeshift gallows of sorts. It's this lady, I think, what's her name?
Grace. Amazing Grace.
Amazing Grace. She got captured. Apparently she was the leader of a resistance against Darkseid. And with the Hunger Dogs. And Darkseid's riots men? What are they called?
Parademons?
No, these got like the these.
Oh, the guards or whatever? Yeah.
They're like, whatever. Whatever they're called. I know they name them, and I can't remember their titles right now. But they're holding her. They're going to throw her in the fire pits to end her. But Superman is watching on. And he's like, well, I can't just stand by and let somebody die. So he goes up to the gate and like rips it out of the ground and basically telling them to let her go. And she does. She runs off while Superman's distracting these guards. But then this creature known as the Pacifier jumps in. And it's this giant robot of a man, like leagues taller than Superman. And there's a fight ensues. Superman does win. Like he destroys this suit. And as he's ripping it open, the outfit, what was this called? A gloomer?
I called it an angry psychic tadpole.
I mean, yeah. Because, I mean, even Superman says that it's some kind of psychic parasite. So it, like, gets lodged onto Superman, and they go falling into a fire pit, basically to die. And then we see Darkseid laughing. And that's how we end this first issue.